Greetings from the angelic realm. It is with tremendous gratitude and delight that I come to speak to you at this time, as you have just begun a new year, and it is a year to be filled with hope and power, and moving forward with greater authenticity. Each of you has worked quite diligently in the old paradigm to get to the place where you are presently. And I would like for you to understand that the hard work is behind you. You are no longer in an energy of struggle, and it is up to you to get yourselves positioned in the right place that is best for you with your own view of the universe, your own energetic alignment, your own authenticity and sense of purpose, belief system, attitude, hopes, and dreams, so that you are resonating fully with who you are and what works best for you. In that regard, it is time for you to assume your identity in being the person that you are meant to be in this lifetime. And when I say that, I am not only referring to your mission and purpose, but for you to ask the question of yourself, who am I? What are my likes and dislikes and preferences? What do I most enjoy doing? Where does my passion lie? Where am I happiest or most comfortable or most at ease in the world? And this will require a bit of reflection or looking upon your past so that you can discover what has worked well for you, what perhaps has not worked quite as well, and where would you like to be from this point forward. So take some time to examine what has been behind you. Take from that what you would like to carry forward, and then be done with your past. You do not have to linger there any longer, and I certainly do not wish for you to be carrying resentments or unforgiveness as you transition into the new paradigm. The time is now to let go. To let go of your past perceptions, your past identity as others may have defined you, your past grievances, what has not worked for you in the past. Let it all go. Allow yourself to release so that you can step into this new paradigm in a place of surrender, where you are no longer trying to control, no longer carrying attachments or have-tos or expectation of everything turning out exactly how you wish in the most minute detail, but rather step into the new paradigm with surrender and understanding that because you are now carrying the full authenticity of who you are, that means that you are now fully merged with your God self, and who you are is not just the human personality, but now incorporates your divinity. So it becomes the self with the capital S, where you are indeed one with the God source, and you are operating now from your perfect position, carrying the energy and the power of the God source with you. As you surrender, you are allowing yourself to flow, and this means to stop the resistance to the natural flow of your life. Be reminded that it is the resistance that causes pain. I have said to you, the struggle is over, so there is no reason for you now to continue to be in a mode of struggle. Karmic ties have been released, and as you release your past and surrender to the flow of life, there should be no resistance. If you are feeling a sense of pain and struggle, understand that you are creating it, because it no longer exists in God's world, and with your being aligned with your God self, you simply should not continue in a mode of struggle. In that regard, you are in charge, because you are in charge of your thoughts, your attitudes, and your beliefs, and they will either be aligning you with the higher flow or creating resistance. So if you are feeling any sense of pain or struggle or problems in your life, understand that it is because you are resisting the natural flow of where God would like for you to be in any given moment. So the attitude and beliefs are up to you. Otherwise, you can, if you so choose, place your God self in the driver's seat, where you can to some degree sit back and enjoy the ride, take action when prompted, but otherwise not feel that you have to be doing anything unless you are presented with an opportunity or nudged by the universe to be taking some appropriate action. And as the energies are shifting into the new paradigm, there is, of course, this continued and more powerful energy of creating. And the human mind at times becomes a bit confused on how to go about this or a bit disappointed at times in not receiving what it is that you were specifically asking for. So I say to you, you are living in a benevolent universe, which, as you know, is an energy of love. You can count on this in this universe to be taking care of you moment by moment, and you understand that you are here as a spirit or soul that has chosen to assume human form in the clothing that you are wearing in this incarnation. Your soul came in with a divine purpose or agreement, so to speak. So while you are going about the third dimensional reality in your human form, your soul is a bit of a conductor or driver to ensure that you are carrying out what you agreed to prior to stepping into the bodily form this time around. So what you experience is a combination of what you agreed to experience and what you desire at a human level. When you are aligned with your soul, they are one in the same. So your God self is working quite diligently to ensure that you are carrying forth the soul's agreement while at the same time moving toward greater happiness for yourself. And I say again, you are happiest or most joy-filled when you are in perfect alignment with your soul. So it is a twofold process of living in spirit and carrying out your spiritual purpose in being on the earth, while at the same time determining your personal desires, putting those desires in alignment with your soul or God self, and from that place creating what it is that you would like to manifest in tangible form on the earth plane. So I would like for you to focus on feeling calm and centered and at peace as much as possible, and to be doing what works best for you to feel that you are in your heart aligned with God. When you are resonating from the place of peace and love, you are best able to create what it is that you most desire. If you are in a position of being attached to your desire or result coming at a particular time in a particular form, or if you are in a mode of pushing and trying to ensure that you will receive what it is that you want in the most minute detail, then you could conceivably be working against yourself because your focus is in the third dimensional reality, your focus is on your small self, and your focus is on self-fulfillment rather than combining your desires with what is best for your highest good. So understand, when you put forth an intention that your God self knows best, the time, the form, and the manner in which your desire will be fulfilled. So once again, you put forth your intention, you align yourself with the God source in love and peace, and you leave the driving to us. If you are prompted to take action, or your intuition is guiding you in a particular direction, or you receive an opportunity from us, then by all means follow through, because that is the direction that you are meant to take. This process, of course, requires a lessening of the mind control that you have become so accustomed to in the old paradigm. So in the new paradigm, it is suggested that you allow your mind to rest, to take the back seat, to let go of needing to know the future or needing to know how you are going to get from point A to point Z. You will be very gently guided and prodded to move from point A to point B without much thought, and then from point B to point C, and so on. So it is time for you to let go of the activity of the mind and carry the peace in your heart from one moment to the next. And with this goes present moment living and being fully in your present moment reality. As I stated, it is time for you to be totally done with your past and to not be clinging to your future with such tenacity, in such a state of minutia that you are continuously watchful or guarded or waiting for your desires to come to you, because then you may be quite disappointed or quite frustrated. If you stay in your present moment with trust and faith that your requests will be honored in the way that we see is best for you, then you can simply relax and enjoy your present moment. As you shift into this new paradigm, you will be feeling more powerful, but it will not be a power of higher forcefulness in trying to control things, but rather a power of aligning with spirit, working with your God self to bring about what you would like for your personal wishes and also what you would like for the earth. step into your power in that way. Allow yourself to transform and begin living from this moment on in the new paradigm. And this is a paradigm of expansion, of residing in the higher energies, of understanding that there are unlimited possibilities, and you are now living in that world of unlimited possibilities. So understand that all that you are wishing for is out there, that it exists already, and it is a matter of aligning yourself from the heart and from the soul with the God energy. And this new paradigm will be affecting all of the earth. There will be some continued shifting geologically as the earth releases the negative energies that it has been carrying, just as you have been releasing your negative energies. And there will be changes in governments, in politics, in religions, in the dismantling of the hierarchies, in the educational system, in the economic system. So all will continue to move forward in this regard. The corruption will continue to be exposed, and more light will be flooding into the areas of negativity. There is tremendous hope for the earth at this time, and many blessings that will be bestowed upon the earth. Many, many beings from the angelic realms, from the planets of your own cosmos, and from the many star systems and universes that exist, and we are assisting in bringing the earth to this place of higher consciousness and a return to the golden age. There is much promise in this new year. Dreams to be realized, magic in the air, and continued hope for the earth itself and for all of God's creation. I would like for each of you to do your part as bearers of the light, to carry the light and love proudly, to be the light and the love, and to model that for all of those around you. Each of you chose to be here at this very auspicious time. Each of you is lending your energy to the shift. You yourselves have been and will continue to be shifting, and at the same time will be assisting with the transformation that is taking a place on the earth presently. Allow yourselves to be transformed, to see your identity in a new way, to view possibilities in a new way, and to hold on to the hope for paradise on earth while playing your role to bring about that paradise for all of creation and for your personal lives. Times are changing in such a beautiful, miraculous way. I would like for each of you to be receiving many blessings and many miracles. So do remind yourselves on a daily basis that the key word is surrender, with the understanding that you are surrendering to something that is very benevolent, that is all good and all love. I wish that each of you have your personal and soul wishes fulfilled in the coming times, and I remind you that I and all of the many, many angels will be working diligently to assist you. And do be reminded as well that we like being asked for help. While we know you, we understand your needs and desires. We so love to hear your requests so that we have the opportunity to honor them. And then you can realize that you ask and you receive. And we are quite pleased to be working with you in that capacity. I send the full measure of my love to each of you in this moment. It is time to be authentic, to step into your power, to proudly say, "This is who I am," and to relax into a life of ease and promise and many, many miracles.